Merci beaucoup, monsieur le...
Thank you, Chair. This is the first time I'm taking the floor. The delegation of Togo that I am representing on behalf of His Excellency, the Ambassador Johnson Salinia. We align ourselves rather with the Namibia that made a statement on behalf of the African group. This, I'd like to express my gratitude for. I'd also like to express my appreciation for UNCTAD and also for the Togolese customs system. It was previously all conducted with material items, and it's become entirely digitized. We've moved from one version of Azikuda to an updated version, and I think it was the UNCTAD's contribution that helped us to plug the gap. There's also, of course, digitalization. As internal auditor, when we see somebody in transit to conduct filling out a statement, that we needed a big pile of paper. But the question also needed to be answered is how to store and where to store all of these certificates. But with UNCTAD's support, we've managed to become paperless. We have no more stacks of documents. And furthermore, even this could be done from the comfort of one's home, these declarations. So you don't need to, they didn't need to leave home even to come and submit the paper declaration. There's also, of course, banking. All of the customs duties are bankable, and that has bolstered our fight against corruption. Because if money doesn't go through anybody's hands anymore, it goes directly to the banks. That helps to combat corruption. To date, there are many projects that you're helping us with. UNCTAD's concern and WTO's concern is, of course, to ensure that the system can be satisfactory and that the movement of goods can be followed. As you may know, Togo is a corridor country. It's a transit country. At the moment, we need to try to see capacities strengthened. And we have an award for excellence. So young people or students who are very skilled in IT have the incentive of receiving a prize if they're able to help support the digitalization. There's even a EFDD unit in a university that is focused on customs systems. And so this is something that UNCTAD has helped set up in Togo. Even between states, between Ghana and Togo, we have an interstate system that helps to strengthen security. The system in Togo, the system in Burkina Faso and in Benin, they need to be able to speak to each other. So that's support that we're being given as being extremely helpful. I'm not speaking as a diplomat here, but also because this was my former post, my former job, and I really can tell you what I experienced. But the big thing that I'm wondering, because in all of the support that you provide, and we've got the logistics issues, and I'm just wondering about something which is something separate. In light of our climate and our temperature, that within UNCTAD, do you have any data on the resistance of equipment that you buy that goes to our part of the world where temperatures are much higher? It's just something that comes to my mind. It's maybe something that we can discuss or that can be researched to help our countries. And by doing that, we might